and foreign journalists have met with the Vice President of the Soviet Academy of Sciences, Yevgeny Velikov, here in Moscow. The meeting was devoted to the publication of the book titled The Nuclear Night, Climatic and Biological Consequences of a Nuclear War, Scientists Warn, edited by Yevgeny Velikov. And this is what he said.
Вы знаете, что последние годы характеризовались резким обострением, ухудшением международной обстановки последнего.
Yevgeny Velikov says that the past few years have seen aggravation of the international situation. The United States, at the beginning of this decade, put forward a concept that it's possible to wage a nuclear war if that can serve political or military purposes, and that it's necessary to make weapons to conduct nuclear warfare. That concept, designed to win supremacy for the United States over other nations, Yevgeny Velikov went on, was supported with pseudo-scientific arguments that wars are unavoidable and that one has to prepare for them. This urged scientists in the Soviet Union and many other countries to look into the likely consequences of a nuclear war. They've come to the conclusion that a nuclear conflict cannot be confined to a geographic region, and that huge amounts of radioactive substances placed in the atmosphere by nuclear explosions would cause climatic and biological changes that have been termed nuclear winter and ultimate destruction of humanity. The book contains the important conclusion that there can be no protection from nuclear weapons. Therefore, they must be banished. The scientists' conclusion has become the basis for the Soviet program for stage-by-stage liquidation of nuclear weapons by the end of the century, put forward by the Soviet Communist Party leader Mikhail Gorbachev on the 15th of last month. Yevgeny Velikov went on to say that Soviet and foreign scientists had arrived at another major conclusion, that the SDI program launched in the United States was an illusion, and that it was incapable of providing an impenetrable shield against nuclear weapons. He stressed the fact that the question of nuclear disarmament was fundamentally linked to the one of preventing the militarization of outer space.